for today's show and tell, I present my phone. It's made with glass and various metals I can't pronounce. It's powered by Xfinity Mobile, so my family saves big. Take a handout.
Colin, what are these?
I'm quizzing the class on the material.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile and save hundreds a year with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Just $30 a line a month. Visit XfinityMobile.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic, a 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains to support healthy regularity and your gut, immune, and skin health. Optimize your gut health. Visit seed.com/Spotify with code Spotify for 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today's show is sponsored by TalkShowMemorabilia.net, the biggest and best place to get your mitts on collectibles and memorabilia from your favorite talk shows. Clothing, autographs, props, and more. And everything is 10% off when you use offer code TomFriendsPodFriends. TalkShowMemorabilia.net. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the talk. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Meet My Friends the Friends, the episode by episode Friends recap podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. We are going episode by episode through Friends, and we're about to take on another episode, so let's get to it. Let's go meet the friends. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. And today we are talking about Season 1, Episode 16. This one is called The One with Two Parts, Part 1. And it was written by series creators David Crane and Marta Kaufman. It was directed by Michael Lembeck. And it aired on February 23rd of 1995. Now, this episode is, to sum it up, it is Chandler and Joey meet Ursula, who's Phoebe's twin sister. Joey begins to date Ursula, but that really bothers Phoebe, who does not get along with her sister. Ross attends Lamaze classes with Carol and Susan. And Carol is not sure that she can go through with the delivery of the baby. She starts to have second thoughts, and Ross realizes it hits him like a ton of bricks that he's going to be a father. Meanwhile, Chandler can't bear to fire an employee that he's attracted to at his new job, so he starts dating her and tells everyone she's mentally unbalanced, so it's not safe to fire her. And Ross is having a hard time also controlling his monkey, Marcel, who switches Monica's TV into Spanish mode so nobody can figure out how to switch it back. And Rachel, she's taking down the Christmas lights that she had, ignored. I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. There's a lot of prep on this episode, Jason.
Yeah,
Welcome, Engineer Jason.
Hello. It's a two-parter.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to this one.
Yes, it is. And I'll start where it counts is the Ursula thing. Ursula is Phoebe's twin sister. Now, we've seen this on so many shows, and on a lesser show, the twin played by both characters played by one of the actors, that's the death knell of a show. You could say that's a jump the shark moment, and it's weird on Friends that Phoebe plays Ursula and Phoebe. Lisa Kudrow plays Ursula and Phoebe. Phoebe was not playing her. So But in this, it's a testament to how great Lisa Kudrow is, really. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to. It ends up being a testament to how great she is. And yes, it's very, it's a compliment to her. And
Ursula came first.
Ursula did come first. She was on Mad About You.
Mad
and we'll
about
get
you.
To that in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about talkshowmemorabilia.net. A recent survey declared that children admire talk show hosts more than athletes, politicians, and local heroes combined. And that's where talkshowmemorabilia.net comes in. They are your one-stop shop for everything you need to celebrate and to commemorate your favorite talk show hosts. And you can go to their website and check everything out over at talkshowmemorabilia.net. Find some things you want, and you can get 10% off your purchase with offer code TomFriendsPodFriends. And some of the items that they have up available now, there's a show-worn Montel Williams suit. There's an autographed photo signed by Craig Kilborn on the eve of his 100th episode of his Craig Kilborn show. And a huge rarity that I know they only have one of over there, so snap it up if you're interested in it. A baseball signed by both Jenny Jones and Steve Wilkos. TalkShowMemorabilia.net. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the talk.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Five. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Bring the flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Sandia Picante, a mix of authentic Mexican beer, vibrant watermelon flavor, and a hint of chile. Modelo Chelada Sandia Picante. Fight for bold flavors. Fight for authenticity. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Today's show is also sponsored by Chalmers Coffee. If anybody knows the value of a good cup of coffee, it's Memphis Grizzlies point guard Mario Chalmers. So that's why Mario put his money where his mouth was, and he created Chalmers Coffee. Sure, it's not the greatest coffee, but it gets the job done. Just like Chalmers. Pick up a bag of Chalmers Coffee at select Aldi and Michael's Crafts locations. Chalmers Coffee, put a bounce in your step and a bounce pass in your coffee cup.
So the Mad About You connection in this
episode. Just hold, give me a second.
Oh.
Hey, friends, it's tax time. So when it's time to get your financial house in order, who better to turn to than a man of the cloth? Tax ministers. Tax ministers employ priests, ministers, and deacons that are up to date on all the latest state and federal tax code changes. Tax ministers, trust them. Taxministers.net. And a couple other sponsors just want to throw out here. We've got Boogie Boards for Boys and Girls.com. It's a charity. Manobo, the all-in-one home monitoring system. And if you're looking for a great book to read, check out Dick Francis Jr.'s new book, A Pile of Dead Horses. He picks up where his father left off and keeps the equine thrillers, the equine thrills coming. A Pile of Dead Horses by Dick Francis Jr., published by Penguin. So, back to the episode.
A lot of ads in the show now.
Fair amount of ads, yes.
Good God, what is it? What was that, eight?
It was
seven?
Probably five.
Five?
I think. Were the shows, well, yeah, there were those other three at the end there that were like mentions of things.
When did we branch out that much?
Look, people, if they're gonna knock, I'm gonna answer the door.
Okay.
So, wow. I mean, this is not a this is not a charity.
No, I
don't
think
get anybody
that. I get it.
Should not mistake this for a charity. It's not. People want to advertise the ads. If there's room for the ads,
it's a lot.
Well, there's a, oh, yeah, okay, it's a lot. So anyway, the stuff with Marcel is weird. We kind of got to hurry through this a little bit here. Spanish TV stuff is good. Chandler's stuff is better than usual. It's a step up for him. Ross has some good moments. Let's go to the Friends first.
Friends first.
This is the first of... It's that could be a little shorter. Also, the theme could still be a little shorter. It still has a good 10 seconds.
You think?
Yeah, I know. This is the first appearance of Ursula on the show, which is Phoebe's twin sister, who will come back again and again. And it's also... Helen Hunt's character makes an appearance in this from Mad About You. So it's the first time we see worlds collide like that.
Jamie Bachman,
yes. Yeah. And
I'm a huge Mad About You fan.
Sure. It's also the first legit to be continued episode of Friends, which
is a
tradition that's going to come up again and again as the series goes on. Yes, Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Fun Friends.
Kind of feels like we're blowing through all this.
We are. So if you notice, the bar that Joey and Chandler first see Ursula in is the same bar that was used in the sitcom How I Met Your Mother. And just to clarify things, Ursula Bouffay, Phoebe's twin sister, is a waitress on Mad About You, which is a show that predates Friends. In this crossover episode, you have Jamie and Fran from Mad About You swing by Central Perk and mistake Phoebe for Ursula. And we got the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Okay, I don't have that, actually. I wrote the one from last week, from last episode in this one, but I'll do it again. Phoebe says, "In the cab on the way over, Steve blazed up a doobie." And Rachel says, "What?" And Phoebe says, "Smoked a joint, you know, lit a bone, weed, hemp, ganja." Rachel, "Oh, okay. I'm with you, Cheech." And, Look, compiling the ads was...
Kind of took away from the show. It's time consuming.
Yes, I got to say. Rank the episode... No sound for that yet. You're back.
Rank the episode.
Okay. All right. You can't use that one because I talked through it.
Okay.
This is a great episode. Everybody in the cast has a lot to do, and it really comes together. 8 out of 10 Friends. Let's rank the Friends. Phoebe, Joey, Ross, Rachel, little twist, Chandler, out of the cellar.
Wow.
And Monica in the basement on that one. Everyone, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. We'll be back again with another episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends. And thanks for listening. And thanks to our advertisers. I just want to review real quick.
All 20 of you.
TalkShowMemorabilia.net, Chalmers Coffee, Tax Ministers, BoogieBoardsForBoysAndGirls.com, Manobo, the all-in-one home monitoring system, and the latest book by Dick Francis Jr., A Pile of Dead Horses. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back soon.